Members of the Indiana House of Representatives all run for office every 2 years. That means the question of which party gets to drive policy comes up every time a new budget needs to be written. But despite the ramifications of just who runs the Indiana House, IUPUI political science professor Brian Vargas says it's the national political climate that will affect these state representative races.
The Republicans may have their best shot in a while to take back the lower house. Part of it is the sort of dissatisfaction that many people feel toward the president. And the other part is the enthusiasm of Republicans.
House Minority Leader Republican Brian Bosma of Indianapolis, who would become Speaker of the House if Republicans win, says he's feeling a tailwind based on polls indicating public sentiment about Washington, D.C.
The average Hoosier taxpayer voter is very upset about what's going on in Washington, D.C. And frankly, they're not so pleased with other Democrats that have stood in the way of positive progress in this state, as the House has under Pat Bauer.
But there are still several weeks in this election season, and as many political analysts point out, anything can happen in that time. For his part, Speaker of the House Pat Bauer, a Democrat from South Bend, knows his caucus has bucked trends before.
We've won in the last 20 years, 80% of the time we've won the majority in the House. So we've overcome sometimes that national trend by our working in each district to localize the issues also and show what our representative can do better, if you will, for the local people. We've managed to succeed.
Both Bauer and Bosma say they're going to win ultimately on the issues. Both have prioritized job creation, with Democrats emphasizing worker preference laws and Republicans pledging not to raise general taxes. But the most contentious issue they're bringing to the table this election season is education. Bauer and Bosma both know education spending makes up over half the state's budget in a time when Indiana's revenues are down near 2005 levels. Democrats say they'll fight to protect universal education and keep programs from getting cut, while Republicans say they'll expand the role of charter schools. That issue appears to be at the heart of another man's budget priorities, Governor Mitch Daniels. The success of his legislative agenda hinges on which party is in control, and he says he wants to make big changes to education policy, ones he says won't happen without fellow Republicans overseeing the House.
Any idea of evaluating teachers, not simply on how long they've been around or what certificate is on the wall, but based on how the children did the children grow and learn? You know, this is something that we're for, that President Obama's for, the educators all over America are for, but the Indiana House majority is totally against.
Daniels says he's doing everything he can to create the ideal political climate for those reforms. His political action committee, Aiming Higher, is backing as many as 24 new Republican House candidates. Indiana legislative insight publisher Ed Feigenbaum says that support will be tough for Democrats to overcome.
The governor is going to be out there with his 65% popularity and his big bucks, probably, you know, seven figures worth of dollars to pour in against the House Democrats, and it is going to be very difficult for the Democrats to maintain control.
Whoever does win control of the Indiana House in November will have to face one of the most challenging sessions in recent history. When lawmakers return to the Capitol, they'll have to contend with, among other things, rising budget expenses and lowering revenue, the redrawing of political maps that happens every 10 years, and finding a solution to fund the state's broken unemployment insurance fund. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Marianne Holland.